yeah. You know, I knew the plan that they had for me, but I love the game, and so it's hard to just sit around and watch. So when I was on PUC, I couldn't really go outside because I wanted to get out there and be with my teammates. And Hank and JPP, they give me a little crap about it every day about not being there. So it was good to be back today.
How long have you dealt with this storm?
It's something that I've been going on with. I mean, that's something been going on for a while. You know, it's no secret. I've had a few surgeries on my knees, so normally, you know, I fight through it. But the Giants wanted to make sure I came back and, you know, was 100% with no swelling. And this was probably the first practice I've had with no pain in about 2 years.
Wow. What was your last surgery?
2010, I think. Yeah, but it was the last one was a tough one because it was the second one that I had on the same knee. So, you know, that kind of make the issue chronic.
And what did it fix?
My meniscus. And it was a microfracture, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
Which knee?
Left.
Why was this, why did your knee feel so good? Did you do something treatment-wise, or was it just the rest?
Well, the rest and the treatment. Yeah. You know, leading up to that point, you're preparing for training camp and the conditioning test and everything. And you're probably going as hard as you were going all off-season. So just a build up of that, you know, and on top of me switching from a grass surface to the turf, you know, kind of bothered my knee.
What have you learned about what you have to do to not make it chronic? Since it's the second time, like, what have you learned in that space? Like, okay, I got to do this, so I don't feel it by week six, week seven.
Yeah, listen to my body. From talking to veterans everywhere from across the league, just listen to your body. It won't lie to you. If you need to pull back. As eager as you want to be to get back out there, which I was, I probably would have paid more for it after practice had I gone out there. But I even tried to run extra after practice with the guys, and the trainer saw me, and they was like, no. So I just want to come into tomorrow feeling the same way I did today.
How much of a transition is there fitting in with new guys to your left and to your
right? Oh, it's big. It's big. To me, that's the toughest part, is not learning the playbook. It's not, you know, getting used to a new team, a new area, is fitting in with the guys you have to play with, because everybody has different personalities, and you got to learn each guy individually. You know, you can't treat the group the same. And I got to give those guys credit, man. They welcomed me with open arms and made it easy.
What about just on the field as well?
Oh yeah, it's just communication. So football is football. I got to talk to JPP. Tell me what you like to do first and foremost before I tell you what I like to do, so that I can work with you and play with you, because he's had success in the league, as well as Hank and Olivier Vernon. So it's just communication.
Does that take a while to get on the same page?
Yeah, definitely. It's not something that can happen in OTAs. You can get a feel for it, but until you actually put on the pads, and I can tell you one thing in OTAs, and when we put on the pads, it don't happen.
Was the knee a concern for either you or the Giants when you were discussing contract with them?
No, because I've never missed any practice time or games or anything. It was just precautions. They wanted to be safe, and you know, if I had to go out there and practice, I would have done it. But you know, I appreciate them wanting to take the time and make sure I'm healthy.
Are you going to be managed going forward? Do you have to keep going with that?
It depends on what the trainers say. I'm gonna listen to the trainers for the first time, because I hate the training room, man. I hate being in there. I'd rather go home and, you know, do my own thing. Because nobody likes to come into work 2 hours early and leave 2 hours later. So I mean, it's all up to the trainers. I trust them.
David, when you get to go out there and go up against today, you had some reps against Weston. And, you know, what's that like? I mean, I would imagine when you were with the Jets, you went up against Mangold a lot.
Yeah.
Just curious what that
is. I mean,
is.
Rich is a great young center. I think he's really underrated in this league. And he's quick. And it being my first day back, you know, I told him he got the best of me today. And which he had some help now. It wasn't just him by himself. It was 77 and Pugh helping him. But he's good, man. He's gonna be good. I'm gonna be good for him, man. Along with everybody on the line, it's exciting.
Aren't you used to that though?
Oh yeah. So that's why I have no problem with it. It's just that initial hit, that first contact that you need. And I was a little slow out there today. My hands weren't working with my feet and my eyes. It wasn't. I didn't have it all together. So tomorrow should be a whole lot better.
Technique-wise for you, in this system versus the Jets, is there a major transition?
Not at all. It's the same exact thing. As simple as I can put it is, you're never wrong when you knock them back. No matter what you do, you're not reaching when you knock them back. you don't mess up on a play when you knock them back. So as long as I'm knocking them back off the line, you know, it's the same thing. That's it. Y'all easy, man.
What do you got?
No Manisha here? No. Too soon? Too soon? I'm sorry. Shout out Manisha. I'm sorry, man.
He's training
camp. Give us some time. Yeah. Oh, good, man. Good. She wanted to make so much changes to it that I can't keep up with it. But we'll get it right. I'm trying to get situated myself now and get closer here, so which has been a challenge because I'm not used to, you know, all the traffic and 17 and 3 and 46. And I'm used to just going, driving through Farm Park and just going home. But, you know, it's been a transition. That's been the hardest part.
I'll give you one more, Snacks. Mm-hmm. Well, given that they're, you know, you're monitoring the knee and they're checking on you and everything else, do you feel you need significant preseason snaps in those preseason games to be ready for the season, or is that a necessity for you?
I have to leave that up to Coach McAdoo. Me personally, I don't think so. You know, I would do exactly what they want me to do. They want me to go out there and play every snap. I'll play every snap if they think that'll help me. But me personally, no. 3-4, 4-3, everything is the same. I mean, it's just an extra D lineman down there, which is, you can look at it as a linebacker. It's not difficult at all. But I saw on the video you said you wanted to see how I transition into this. So I'm keeping my eye on you. You keep your eye on me.
I will.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's all y'all got for me?
Yeah.
Is it weird being here in a different
being
game?
A Giant?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, it is. Yes, sir, it is. You can ask Hank, because he give me a lot of crap about it every single day, man. You know, I can't today. I don't know if y'all saw, they were handing out Icy's or whatever it was, and they asked me which one I wanted, and I picked the green one. They're like, why you want the green one? Like, it's green. It looks sour. I want it. But no, man, it's been great. It's a little different. I wouldn't lie to you at all.
Having the knee being pain-free, at least mm-hmm. for today, do the expectations for yourself change?
Yeah. Tomorrow got to be a whole lot better. I can't afford to have another day where I'm slow off the ball or my hands and my feet not working together because, I mean, let's be real, they paid me a lot of money to come here and perform and do what I've been doing the past few years, and I got to start showing that.
So you sound like you are disappointed in yourself today.
Yeah, I am. I am because I pride myself on being a technician on you know, no matter what. I'm not the most athletic guy in the world, but I think I have really good technique, and I wasn't able to really show that today. I told Coach I was nervous for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe it was y'all out there with the cameras, man.
Coach Johnson's on the side, you, guys, if anybody needs him. Pyle
did seem to move back when you were in there, so what have we not seen?
You mean, oh.
When you're in there.
Oh, I saw the clip on Twitter, too, and it was like they got a good push on me or something like that. That was a bad angle, man.
Bad angle on my end.
You got to get the coach's tape, man, and see how the line went back before it went to the side. So.
Right.
I did my job. Yeah.
So it didn't seem as bad as you're making it up to be.
No, but I expect so much more from myself, and I know I'm a whole lot better than that.
You read everything.
Sir?
You read everything.
I read everything, sir. I'm watching you while I'm watching Rick.